Please welcome Chris McKinney.
This theme, Hurts So Good, reminds me of our vacation that we took in September, which I call the Great Lakes trip. Now, my husband is from California, and I've lived here with him for 9 years now, and I've seen a lot of this state, but he hasn't seen much of Michigan or any of that part of the country. So we planned a trip, and we planned our stops along the way, but we didn't have reservations at any hotels. We just thought we'd, you know, stop when we wanted to stop. So when people talk about Michigan, they use the palm of their hand. This is the lower peninsula, this is the upper peninsula. So we flew to Chicago, rented a car, drove up US 31, which is kind of like the equivalent of our US 1 up the coast, only they call it a shore in Michigan, up the lake shore. And we stopped our first night, or actually second night. First night we stayed at the airport, but second night we stopped in Ludington, and we found this beautiful little cottage on the lake and walked out to the lighthouse and saw a beautiful sunset. And so far, so good. So far, John was really liking Michigan. And the next morning, we got up and went to Ludington State Park and went canoeing, which is something that I've wanted to do ever since I moved out west, but there just doesn't seem to be a whole lot of canoeing out here. Kayaking, yes, but you know, there's just so many lakes in Michigan. So we canoed on this beautiful little lost lake that was just as smooth as glass and all the emerald green foliage all around, and it was just beautiful. But I was most excited to show John where we were going later that day, which was Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's just spectacular. And it's literally mountains of sand, all kinds of hiking trails. And specifically, we went to this big giant dune, which is 450 feet above lake level. It's right on the shore of Lake Michigan. And it's, you can't, from the very top, you can't even see the lake shore. It's that steep. It kind of goes like this and then way down. So the trend is for people who go up there to run down and take a plunge in the lake and then start the climb back up, which can take as long as 3 hours because it's sand. You know, it's like two steps up, one step back. So this is what we planned on doing. And he started first, you know, real gung-ho, and he got about halfway down. I was about a third of the way down, and I was thinking, oh, geez, do we really want to do this? Are we going to be able to climb back up? And he stopped and turned around and started coming back up. And so I was glad of that because I didn't really want to go all the way because I knew I'd have to come up. And as he got closer and closer, I could see that he was limping. I said, what's wrong? He said, I don't know, but something happened. I felt it. And by the time we both got up to the top, his knee was swollen and red. So we limped back to the car and continued on to our stop for that night, which was Mackinac City. And when we got to Mackinac City to the hotel, now here's Ludington, and then up here, Mackinac City is right at what they call the tip of the mitt. This is like a glove. There's the tip of the mitt, and there's the lower peninsula up north, way up north, and then the upper peninsula, where the people in the upper peninsula are called Youpers, you know, U-P. And the Youpers call the people that live under the bridge up until about Traverse City, trolls. And then from there on down, it's Flatlanders. And this is the thumb area. And so we were going right up to the tip of the mitt where we went because our plan the next day was to go to Mackinac Island. So his knee was really swollen, really hurting. He's already taken a couple of Advils. We iced his knee. He put his leg up all night because we had like a 2-week vacation planned, and we weren't going to let this stop us. So iced his knee and limped to the ferry the next morning, popped more Advil, took the ferry across the Straits of Mackinac, which is where Lake Michigan and Lake Huron converge in the Straits of Mackinac. Spent about 5 hours on Mackinac Island, which is, there's no cars allowed on Mackinac Island. It's just horses and buggies, bicycles, or, you know, Shank's pony. So we walked around, and he had to sit down a lot. We went to the Grand Hotel and had a good time on Mackinac. Back to the hotel in Mackinac City again for our last night up in the at the tip of the Mitt, where he iced his knee again. Now, as we went further and further north, getting away from, you know, Chicago, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Lansing, which are either college towns or cosmopolitan, the population becomes more and more sparse. You see more and more beards, flannel shirts, motorcycles, Trump stickers. We were deep in Trump country by the time we got up here. Oh, up here. anyway, and they talk kind of like they do in Fargo, because by the time you get up to the Yulpers, they're like Scandinavian. They eat, I don't know if you say pasties or pasties, but you know, the pastry thing. And we heard this one lady say to her husband when she was leaving the coffee shop, "I'll be out in the car, Bob." And so we were like trying to talk like that the whole time we were up there. It was lots of fun. So anyway, we left there and went down to visit my sister, who lives in the middle of podunk nowhere. I mean it. There is nothing around. We even got lost trying to get out of there. But we spent a day and a night with my sister, who's an old hippie, and anybody else who lives around there in this podunk nowhere are old hippies. And not too long after we got there, she was so excited to show us. Come on. We went out to the side of the garage next to the compost pile that backs up to the woods, and she was so proud of their huge pot plant, which is still illegal in Michigan, but they've had it for years. And I don't know if they sell it or just smoke it. But so that night we sat around the bonfire, which is a typical activity for them to do. And the next morning we left and cut across Port Huron into Canada, because the next plan was to go to Niagara Falls. He's still taking Advil every day. The swelling's gone down a little bit, but the knee's real sore. So we get to Niagara Falls, where I haven't been for almost 40 years, and oh my God, we call it Niagara Strip now. The falls are still gorgeous, but the whole backdrop is like it's these skyscrapers, casinos. They even had Lounge Lizard music piped in. It was just awful. So we did the Ride of the Mist and got the hell out of there, you know, made of the mist right under the falls. So we had some extra time. So because our plan was then to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then Cedar Point Amusement Park, which my husband's a roller coaster freak. But because we had extra time, we meandered down into central Pennsylvania, into Amish country, and stayed a night down there and went to antique stores and had delicious food and saw the horses and buggies. And I mean, it was such a different pace from everything, but especially Niagara Strip. So then we went up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I wasn't that all excited about, but my husband was really looking forward to, but it was amazing. It was emotional. It was like seeing my whole life flash before my eyes in music, you know, starting in the 50s. It was really quite amazing. Down to Cedar Point, where we had a package for that they called Hallow Weekend. So we got there Friday and we left Sunday. So we went Friday night, and then we had a whole day there Saturday. So we knew ahead of time that Friday night was the last night that the Mean Streak was going to be running, which is an old wooden roller coaster, which in my memory, that's the kind of roller coaster I like. I don't go in for these corkscrews and upside down things. So we stood in line for a good hour to be among the last people that would ride the Mean Streak, because later that night they were going to have a funeral procession and, you know, tear it down or begin to tear it down. But at Cedar Point, they've got a big cemetery of all the defunct rides with headstones, so it was kind of cool. So they had a funeral procession from the Mean Streak. So it was a rough ride, like most wooden roller coasters are, but I thought, heck, if we could do that, we'll do the Blue Streak, which is another old wooden roller coaster, which is the one they should be taking down. I am so surprised I didn't end up in the hospital. Riding the Mean Streak, I thought, just be floppy, and it'll be okay. I couldn't be floppy on the Blue Streak, or my head would have flown off. I mean, it was rough up and down, but the worst were the bat turns. And so I was trying to keep my neck stiff, but I couldn't. And it was just awful. And I got off, I thought, oh God, I'm done. So between his knee and my neck, so now I'm popping Advils, and that ruined me. I didn't go on any roller coasters the next day. However, John limped from roller coaster to where he went on 7 5-star thrill roller coasters, and I could hardly look up at him because of my stiff neck. So it was a good vacation, but we're both hurting. So we drove back to Chicago, horrendous traffic, worse than LA, just awful. Lots of road closures and ramps closed and detours, ditched the car, and for the next 2 days, we just took the train back and forth and had a major culture fix in Chicago, went to the Institute of Arts and saw the beautiful art. I've been to all these places, but John never had. And also had deep dish pizza for the first time. And then the next day went to the Field Museum, where they had the Terracotta Warriors, some of the Terracotta Warriors on display, which was also a nice surprise. We didn't know that. So flew home, John's knee still hurting. I'm finally okay. I didn't go to the hospital. My neck wasn't stiff anymore. My brain wasn't rattled. But John went and had an MRI. It turns out he had a torn meniscus. So he's going to have some sort of therapy on that. So we learned that sometimes our idea of fun isn't in sync with our bodies anymore at this age. But all in all, it was a good vacation with a couple of hurts.